Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want a piece of in the play-in game because you're not going to make it to the sixth seed and you're going to be in the play-in. Do you want a piece of New Orleans? You want a New Orleans rematch? You want Phoenix if they make it there? Sacramento or the Lakers?
Come on, you want Sacramento. You definitely want Sacramento.
Because they're wounded?
Well, I mean, Herter's done for the year. Malik Monk done for the year. They're just kind of reeling. You definitely want Sacramento. Sacramento has no confidence against Golden State. They lost the decisive game last year on their home floor.
Yeah.
Sacramento is, without Malik Monk, DOA. They're cooked.
They sure looked like they were struggling last night a little bit. New Orleans came in and put a buck 35 on them. Harrison Barnes, former Dub, with 22 in the loss. De'Aaron Fox continues to show that he's one of the 15, 12 best players in the association, but they just don't have enough outside shooting without Monk and Herter, I think.
Yeah, I mean, Monk was the guy that I always feared when the Warriors played them, just because he can get hot in an instant and carry a team for a quarter, quarter and a half. Without him and no Herter, their firepower is not great. And, you know, Barnes has been disappointing all year. I just feel like Sacramento's limping towards the finish line.
No doubt, and they're in danger of falling out of the eight seed. Right now, they're in a three-way tie with the Lakers and the Golden State Warriors. If the Kings can win out, and Warriors, Lakers, and Kings each have two games left to go, Sacramento's got Phoenix tonight at home, and then Portland, which I guess we can't look past Portland anymore after the scare they gave the Warriors last night, but I think tonight's the night, Larry. You've got Kings and Suns at 7:30, Warriors and Pelicans at 7 o'clock. So you'll have an idea by about 10 o'clock tonight whether or not the 8 seed is still viable. If the Warriors lose to New Orleans and Sacramento wins, well, then you're officially eliminated from the 8 seed.
Well, and Portland's been circling the drain, but you got to remember about last night. No Jeremy Grant, no Anthony Simons,
yep.
No Matisse Thybulle. They were shorthanded too last night.
Yeah, they were, and yet they gave the Warriors a real scare, and it's in part because no Klay and no Draymond, but also the Warriors, I thought, kind of went into that in second gear, and we were talking about the human nature aspect of that. It's hard to really get up for Portland in that spot. Now, Sacramento, if they win tonight over Phoenix, they're going to go into that game knowing that it's a win and in for the 8 seed situation. So maybe the motivation's a little bit easier for Sacramento tomorrow than it was for the Dubs last night.
Yeah, that's a good point. I just think, give me Sacramento. Of the choices that you presented, give me Sacramento for sure. I mean,
yeah.
Wouldn't you agree with that?
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
And who would be the second team you'd want to play if it wasn't Sacramento?
Well, I think the Lakers would be the emotional pick just because that would be such a fun game to watch. And you know, matchup wise, though, the Lakers do pose a problem for Golden State. So,
and there will be Anthony Davis this time.
Yes, and LeBron. You would imagine they both would be up and ready to go. For me, it would probably be, if it's not Sacramento, it would be Phoenix if they found a way to fall down. And I don't know if they can fall down to the nine. They can't. So if you get up to the eight, then you'd be hoping that you get a chance to take on Phoenix. Maybe New Orleans rises to the six and you get a chance to take on the Suns. I don't think there is a good answer on the second team you'd want to face.
Yeah. Phoenix is a weird team because they do right. have enormous talent. They have high-end talent. At times when you watch them, they play with swagger, and they've had some of the worst losses in the last month. So it's hard to kind of gauge what Phoenix team you'd really be getting.
Yeah, and they've had bad losses throughout the course of the year, really, and that's been the thing about Phoenix. And I looked yesterday at their preseason over-under, and it was at 50.5.
Right.
So they've been woefully disappointing. The Warriors, for their part, their over-under was 48, so they're going to fall short of that mark, but they've at least shown signs of life over the second half, and certainly since Draymond got back from his suspension. But you mentioned Sacramento being the team you'd want to play. They've lost 4 of 5, and they've lost 6 of 9. So a lot of those games have come since they lost Malik and Herter, but it's been a team that is absolutely on the ropes.
Yeah, they feel like they're just hanging by a thread. You know, like, the Warriors have so much more momentum going right now than Sacramento does. I would welcome that series. Absolutely welcome. And I actually loved it when the Warriors played Sacramento last year. I thought it energized NorCal. I think it's great to see these teams that are within, 100 miles of each other, locking horns. You know, and it's funny because, you know, doing the YouTube show, I've got Giants fans, Niners fans, and then I'm a Warrior fan. But there's a lot of Giants, Niners, Kings fans.
Right, right.
Because it's kind of the Bay Area adjunct market, you know? So it creates a little extra juice.
Right, because if you're in Sacramento and you don't have a football team and
the Niners, yeah.
You're right.
A Niner fan, you're a Giant fan, but basketball time, you know.
Oh, you're a Kings fan. And I wonder how much of that goes back. I guess older fans, like fans our age, would be Niner fans by default because of the old Rockland days. When the Niners would decamp in Rockland,
yeah,
right?
But they're all Niner fans, even to this minute. But what really is interesting is the basketball fan in Sacramento that's, you know, predated the Kings. So you know what? I'm a big Warrior fan, even though I live in whatever. You know, I live in El Dorado Hills. There's a lot of that because, you know, obviously the Kings didn't get to Sacramento until like 88.
Right. Right.
So, I mean, if you were an NBA fan before 1988, and that's, you know, there's an awful lot of good basketball in there in the 70s. Warriors won a title with Rick Barry and this and that. Even if you're in that next generation with Run TMC, you're a Warrior fan. Now, some of them jumped, I'm sure, to Kings fans, but a lot of them, you know, and then now you can get the NBA package. It's like you can be anywhere and watch any team and that kind of thing. So, they made it hard for a while, though. They've kind of force-fed Kings basketball to you for a while up there.
Well, they were dreadful for so long, and then they had a great run with, you know, Peja and Vlade and the boys.
Weber.
And since then, they've kind of recessed back, but a nice renaissance for Sacramento. And, you know, you hate to see any team suffer that kind of an injury down the stretch, but then if you're a Warrior fan, you do have to lick your chops a little bit at the prospect of maybe facing Sacramento in the play-in. Sacramento with Phoenix tonight at home, 7:30, as mentioned. That's on NBA TV if you're looking to toggle between ball games.
What's the spread in that thing? What would you say? You think Phoenix is favored?
By 4.5, yeah, I just looked.
Oh, 4.5. Okay.
Yeah, at Sacramento. So Kings playing second game in a row at home, and you know Phoenix playing to try to stay out of the play-in themselves. So definitely motivation on both sides. Phoenix needs a win. They need a couple of wins and a couple of New Orleans losses in order to get themselves out of the play-in and up to the sixth seed.
I don't think it's going to happen. But hopefully one of those New Orleans losses.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Losses is tonight. Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. And I think tonight's going to be interesting from the standpoint of how does Golden State start? You know, how do they start? And the one thing that Kerr, you know, mentioned is that they played Steph a few extra minutes. You know, does
36.
How much juice does Steph have on what, the 17th back-to-back on a grueling season in a game that I'm sure Golden State would much rather have been able to be in a rest mode? Instead, they're trying to get their guy to play probably big minutes tonight. So, it's going to be, that to me is going to be really interesting. How bouncy is Steph tonight?
Yeah, he sat out against Utah, which was 5 days ago, and then he played 32 minutes against the Lakers, and he turned around last night 36 minutes and 22 seconds, and he had to dig deep in that fourth quarter to help carry the Warriors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.